4, Mike Whiskey Yankee. Any listening stations? Any listening stations? Kilo Oscar 4. This is Kilo Oscar 4, Mike Whiskey Yankee. Any listening stations? This is Kilo Oscar 4, Mike Whiskey Yankee.
Yankee, this is KO4HKX.
This is Kilo Oscar 4, Mike Whiskey Yankee. I'm just trying to check out this new jumper cable I just built. Am I in the weeds or I'm coming by pretty clear?
Sliding into the repeater, sir. Wouldn't change a thing.
W2JKT Mobile.
Much. This is Kilo Oscar 4, Mike Whiskey Yankee. Clear.
And good luck there. And what are you up to, Eric?
Hey, a long time no speak. I'm headed back to the office for lunch. I just met another ham radio buddy of mine down there at Mac's Kitchen in Pendleton, and headed back to the 100 Innovation Way. What are you up to today?
Here today, actually just cruising through Amazon to see if there's any good Prime Day deals, but waiting to go help my son move. I'm meeting him here in about an hour or so.
Yeah, glad to see you're out and about. How's your knee healing up?
Pretty good till last Friday when I slipped and kind of tweaked it a little bit, and now having to restretch it again. It's not, I didn't damage anything, but the muscle, you know, sudden and tighten up around it. Kind of tweaked that a little bit.
And I've done my fair share of tweaks to my back since I've been up and around again, too. So, but yeah, you know, I'm healing up pretty good, too. So, yeah, I guess we just got to get through these things. But, you know, better every day, I guess.
I'm doing better. And, yeah, it's just, it takes time. I mean, you got to think, I basically had my leg cut in half and had it put back together. It's going to take a little while to heal up. I mean, it's just been 4 months now, so but I'm doing really well. I can go do about anything I want to do. It's just I don't trust it 100% yet, so I have to watch every foot placement, what I'm doing.
Well, I think for the first couple of months I didn't want to trust my back at all, but yeah, now I'm definitely I'm bearing weight and I'm exercising and pretty much doing everything I used to do, just trying not to do too much and overdo it, but you know, no crazy stuff. But yeah, you know, I'm pretty much 80%, I think.
Feel about the same way. Like I said, doctor said he didn't want to see me again until next year, so he turned me loose and said go have fun, but be careful.
He was back in August and said, hey, just, you know, we're done, but you know, call us if you heard it or something. But yeah, so I'm glad I'm done with all the trips to Gastonia, but and I'm definitely glad to be lifting again. I went and bought dog food yesterday, and I carried 2 bags, and, you know, that's 52 pounds, and that was just fine. So I think I'm almost there.
So how you been? Other than all that, I hadn't talked to you. It's been at least a month.
Than that, but good news, my older kid got his ticket. He tested back in the beginning of August, and so I took him out on Saturday. We did our first POTA activation over at Kings Mountain State Park, so that's cool. I've done some upgrades to the shack and some other things, and, you know, we're both obviously still working like crazy, but yeah, things are going good. How about you?
Well, I'm glad to hear your son got his ticket. That's good. I'm glad to. I know you were. You've been working on it on and off a little bit, but I've been just, I don't know, helping family out and working around here and odd things, looking about taking a teaching job. I don't know yet if I'm going to do it or not, but they have approached me about it.
What is it?
Teaching, it's at the, it's the Shink Job Corps. They bring in troubled teens and put them in there, and they're wanting me to teach an automotive class.
That sounds like a good way to spend some time. I can say from firsthand experience when you give a teen that's getting themselves into trouble something better to do with their time, they get out of trouble pretty quick.
It's just that's the one reward of it, because the pay sure is not.
Saying, like, you know, I've looked into teaching classes at a community college, but, you know, again, there is absolutely no money to be made there. So you kind of just have to do it for the other rewards.
Yeah, so that's kind of where I'm at. And it's just come up as in over the weekend. So we'll see. We've still got a lot of questions about what they expect and what to do and all that stuff. So, but we're working on it. And I have some other prospects too, so I'm just kind of taking my time and enjoying life a little bit, slowed down a little bit.
Important thing, I mean, with this time off you've got, you know, just to unwind and decompress and depressurize and just enjoy some things for a while until you get back into the work, because, man, I'll tell you, I've been working like crazy, and I'm at the point where I almost need a break, so... yeah, it's just all this tariff stuff that's driving me insane. But, you know, it is what it is. We'll get through it. And, you know, I've got a few more years before I can just pack it in and retire. But, you know, I've definitely been thinking about it.
That's one of the things I've been taking care of in this downtime is a retirement plan. I've been working toward that. And just, you know, like yesterday I went about health insurance or insurance in general, different things. So it's just one thing at a time and trying to work through it. Things I didn't have time to do when I was working.
Sort of a traffic situation there on this middle of nowhere road. But yeah, I mean, that's, you know, Courtney is also always talking about, like, we're just wanting to take some time off and decompress and do all that stuff. I mean, work can be enjoyable, but when it gets to the point that it's not, you know, it can only, give you more stress.
But other than that, I've been doing a little bit of radio. I went out, had some time to kill a week or so ago, and I didn't do a POTA activation or anything like that, but had a couple hours, so I was just, and didn't have want to move around a whole lot, so I stayed where I was at and just took my radio and threw it up there and played with it for a couple hours. So that was fun.
Yeah, with digital stuff on HF lately, there's this, I don't know if you've heard of this Vera modem, but there's a Vera modem and a couple of other applications that are pretty good for messaging and storing forward and relays and stuff like that. So I've been playing with that. I've got a node running 24/7 in the house and playing around with it. So that's what I've been doing radio-wise. And, you know, playing with a little bit with WinLink, too. Been doing some stuff on WinLink HF, you know, trying to do some, like, speed testing and everything like that. So, it's been kind of fun. It's all new for me. And so that's one thing about ham radios. There's never run out of something new to try. So that's good.
Yeah, that's what I was doing. I done WinLink. I done some APRS stuff. A little bit of JSA call while I was out there. And I have heard of the, if it's what I think it is, the Vara AC. I have not messed with it, but I was talking to a guy last night about it. So might look a little more into that one.
Yeah, it's definitely worth the hour or two to get it. I mean, the stuff just, it all runs on Windows and it's pretty straightforward and self-explanatory. But, yeah, give it a try and let me know what you think. But I'm rolling down to the plant here, so I'm going to say 73 with you. And, hey, Patrick, it was good talking to you again. It's been far too long. And, you know, we definitely miss you in the morning group. But, yeah, glad you're doing well and, you know, getting along with your knee and healing and all that. And, Yeah, enjoy it. So, yeah, we'll talk to you again soon, I hope. And I hope you have a great day. This is WTJKT. I'll be clearing your files.
Okay, good to talk to you. And, yeah, I need to get back in there and be a part of the morning crew again. I miss it. But I just, not being on a schedule has really messed me up. So, but one day we'll get back there. But good to talk to you. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now. 7-3. station. You're a little bit down in the weeds there, so maybe try again. I didn't catch your call sign, KO4HK.
4FPN, how are you doing today?
I didn't catch all your call sign, but I could... All right. Can hear you a little bit there. There's a lot of noise on your name.
Okay, this
is Patrick on this end. Nice to make your acquaintance, and we'll worry about the call sign here in a little bit. But good to hear you. Hope you're doing okay. Like I said, just I'm meeting my son here in about an hour, hour and a half, and so kind of just not getting involved in too much to go help him move some of his furniture.
On that, I know moving furniture can be a real pain sometimes.
Where are you located?
5-4, South Carolina. I'm on which repeater is this?
The W4NYK repeater up on Caesar's Head, the 610, and here in Five Forks. Well, I'm up here outside of Brevard, North Carolina.
Oh, how is it up there?
Pretty nice. It's overcast, about 67 degrees here at the house, so not a bad day.
In clouds down here, and it's probably about 75, but it's very humid.
It's pretty humid up here, too, so it could rain any minute, so... But that's not a surprise up here where I'm at.
Get them out of nowhere when you're up there.
Well, I am going to jump off here and go have me some lunch and kind of get ready to leave here. But good to talk to you this afternoon, and I hope you have a great day. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final. 7-3.
Here's KO4FTN clear.
Talking to Patrick, this is Kilo Oscar 4, Mike Whiskey Yankee.
Justin, could I get that call in?
KO4NWY, this is Larry in Simpsonville.
Not today.
Did I hear you right? You at Five Forks?
I'm at Five Forks, I'm in HT currently.
Just could you repeat that?
I'm right now with an HT.
I'm down at the first, past the first traffic circle at, on Woodruff Road.
Hello. I know that traffic on Woodruff Road is too crazy sometimes.
Are you on a mobile? Got you now. Yeah, I'm down here. First subdivision on the right when you go through the, traffic circle. Are you local to this area or just passing through?
Yeah, I'm actually eating lunch at school right now. We have an interesting school, so. But I live in Greenville, so a couple, probably about 10 miles away.
Talking to you then. I don't want to hold you up.
So, KR4FPN 73, clear on your final.
Oscar 4, Mike Whiskey Yankee. 73 to you, and I'm standing by.
For SEM, what was the last call sign? It sounded similar to my mine as well. It's KR4 something. Can you come back with that call sign?
4 Mike Whiskey Yankee.
Another call sign, the one in Five Forks.
Bit in the weeds because he was mobile, and I couldn't catch the last last part of it.
Simpsonville as well. I live in Five Forks, so that's my neck of the woods. But making my way down Woodruff Road right now at 385 in my mobile.
You did better than he did. You're loud and clear.
10-watt mobile unit, so I've got a decent antenna on it, and so I've got decent connection to the repeater.
My 991A is home base with antenna in my attic.
In my attic as well. How do you like the 991? I've been looking at getting one. Any chance you want to part with it?
I just put it in 4U, a number 4 uniform gator box, made a, basically made a go box out of it.
One, and the ICOM ham in a box, trying to go decide between the two, because they seem both like great units. So I'm kind of leaning towards the 991.
I don't know anything about a ICOM, but, you know, it's 991. I don't even think I'm even scratching the surface on what it can do.
Be a real popular unit because it gets all the bands or whatever. I just haven't pulled the trigger on it yet. I'm just using my dual band HF, VHF UHF dual band mobile radio. It's both my mobile and base unit right now.
Using the HF side of it right now. I'm just using the 2 meter side, and I got these little brackets to put on my gutter system to put an end-fed antenna around my house, so I'm going to be doing that pretty soon. Once I can get up and down a ladder. You caught me because of station identification through CW.
You're going to do an HF antenna around your gutters is what I was able to pick up.
I got these little things you clip on the side of the gutter with a little ring that you pass the end fed wire through, and it's just probably going to be a lot of going up and down the ladder and making sure I got the proper amount of gutter system.
I'll be curious to hear how that goes and how that works for you after you get that installed, because I've not done a HF antenna. I don't have an HF unit yet, but that's kind of on my to-do list, and trying to figure out for my HOA how I would make that happen and keep the HOA folks happy.
I'm going with the infed. I live in HOA down here off the first traffic circle on Woodruff Road coming back from Five Forks.
You're pretty close to me then. I'm right by Five Forks, Scuffletown, Adams Mill area. I don't know if I want to be climbing the gutters. My gutters are pretty high up. So I don't know what I'm gonna do yet. Maybe I'll throw something in the attic with my VHF UHF antenna I've got up there as well. Kilo Romeo 4 Foxtrot Echo Mike. This is Justin from Simpsonville.
Kilo 4 Foxtrot Echo Mike. And what's your name?
What's your name and call sign? I didn't catch it earlier either.
Larry, and mine's Kilo Oscar 4 Mike Whiskey Yankee.
Oscar 4 Mike Yankee Whiskey.
Mike Whiskey Yankee.
Chill area. Hopefully we're going to make some more contacts. I'm right around the corner from you. I do jump on the 2 meter simplex every once in a while, which I should definitely be able to pick you up on the 2 meter simplex call 2 meter call channel.
I know the people locally, and I haven't been able to get a hold of anybody.
Greensville the other night, and I was just jumped on and not expecting a response, and I must have been passing by the guy's house when he came back to me, because it was super loud and clear where I was in downtown Greenville. So it's kind of one of those things. I jump on it from time to time, not expecting anybody to come back, and every once in a while I get surprised.
Very headspace on my part.
Good luck downtown Greenville than I do in the Simpsonville area.
To sign off here, I got my favorite doctor's appointment, a dermatologist. You know how the sun treats us fair-skinned people. I don't know. Well, I'm a fair-skinned person because when I was young, I was looking like a matchstick, red hair and fair skin. And try to go to a dermatologist, and I got an appointment coming up that I got to get ready and go to. But Justin, Kilo Romeo 4, Foxtrot Echo Mike. I look forward to talking to you in the future. This is Kilo Oscar 4, Mike Whiskey Yankee. I'm clear, 73 to you.
Good talking to you as well. Enjoyed the Q session. This is Kilo Romeo 4, Foxtrot Echo Mike, 73 to you as well, and I'll be all clear.